Unit 7E. Exercise 3. Page 55.
On London Galaxy Radio. And with us today is Police Officer Susan James, who is going to talk to us about credit card fraud. Hello, Susan, and welcome.
Hello, John.
Susan, what are the current statistics for credit card fraud?
Well, credit card fraud has increased in recent years. Recent statistics have shown that the largest type of card fraud in the UK in the period between 2004 to 2008 has been the so-called card-not-present fraud.
What is card-not-present fraud?
Card-not-present fraud is the theft of stolen credit card details for illegal purchases.
How can we protect ourselves against card-not-present fraud?
It is important to keep our cards safe and in sight at all times. We should also get rid of our receipts carefully. The safest way to do that is by either shredding or ripping them up. Card thieves usually obtain credit card details by finding receipts in bins or by skimming. It is also very important to check our bank statements regularly for any unfamiliar transactions.
Could you explain to us in more detail what skimming is?
Skimming is the use of a machine known as the credit card reader to copy people's credit card details. Card fraudsters install these credit card readers in cash machines. Which brings me to the issue of safety when using a cash machine. It is important to hide the keypad with your spare hand and make sure that no one is trying to watch you enter your PIN.
Susan, one last question for you. What are the dangers of using your credit card online?
Well, these days, it is rare for computer hackers to obtain credit card details over the internet. Nevertheless, it does happen. So it is important to make sure that you only shop at secure websites and that you have installed antivirus software and a firewall in your computer. Also, last but not least, never answer spam emails asking you to disclose personal information.
That was very useful, Susan. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure.
That was Police Officer Susan James. And after the break, we'll be talking to...